In this How Do I video, we're going to take a look at the new IntelliTrace features inside Visual Studio 2010 Ultimate. We're going to use Tailspin Toys as our demo application here. We all know our good friends over at Tailspin. They sell all these great toys, like airplanes and rockets for us to play with. We're going to start by looking at the basics on how to use IntelliTrace by going over to this About Us page. You can see from the URL down there that this is an ASP.NET MVC application. That'll be important later when we go try to find where things are happening. We'll click on About Us, and you can see here in the middle it gives us this nice error message that says, "We're experiencing a mechanical problem. Please try another page." Now, if this were a developer's machine running in debug mode, you'd see the error message pop up and the debugger highlight, and you get all that great information right from the ASP.NET view engine. In this case, we're running in pseudo production mode, and we don't have access to that kind of information. So we're going to have to look at this another way. Typical debugging would mean we'd have to start over, set a breakpoint, try to figure out exactly where the right place to go is. In this case, we can use IntelliTrace to go backwards in time and see what's actually happened. So let's switch back over to our Visual Studio instance here, and we'll click the Break All button. You can see on the right-hand side, the IntelliTrace window pops up, and you can see a list of all the activities that have happened. We're going to scroll up a little bit, see tracing arguments, get calls, see certain errors that have popped up. We're going to expand this out a little bit so we can find the one that we're looking for. And the one that we want is right here. An error occurred while parsing entity name, line 10, position 55. I click on this, you can see there's no source available for the current location. I can see over in the locals window, here's the exception that's been thrown, so I can get details about that. I can also see in the call stack where that happened. Now, in this case, we're smashed in between some external code. Instead, let's go back up one level here to this XML loading. And you can see it's trying to load off of this file slash content slash XML slash as.xml. Let's click on that link. Go bring up our content folder and open up that XML. So this event happening right before our exception makes me think that based on the fact that this is an XML exception and we had XML loading happen right before it, maybe the error is somewhere here. And you can see right away by looking at this view that there is an error, and Visual Studio tells us as much right here inside the navigate URL property of our second ad. So let's go in here, edit this file real quick. This is just telling us we're making some changes and sure we want to edit. We do. We'll get rid of this. We'll hit save. And we will go back over to our web page and give it another try. So to do that, we'll go ahead and stop the debugger. And we'll press play again. Load the application back up. When the page finally renders, we should be able to go down to our About Us link, click it, and now we have all the information that we expected to see. Okay, the next thing we need to address is a problem that's been reported with the shopping cart. Before we do that, let's exit out of this and go back into our settings. So I go up to Tools, Options. I can see that IntelliTrace has a number of different settings that we can configure. I'm going to turn on this option for IntelliTrace events and call information so I can see the call site data and be able to navigate around inside it. There's some other events here. There's other settings here. The one I'll point out specifically is this IntelliTrace events if I want to add additional hooks to listen to file access or environment variables or registry access. I can turn those on here as well. Or you can choose Restore to go back to the defaults for IntelliTrace. Click OK to save those changes and fire the debugger back up again. If you're using Microsoft Test Manager, you can also capture IntelliTrace logs through manual testing with that tool. I hope to have a video on that in the future. But for right now, we're going to continue to work here inside Visual Studio. All right, our server's fired back up again. We're ready to go. I've got zero items in my cart. Let's go buy some stuff. So I'm going to click on Paper Airplanes. Go see what Tailspin has to offer today. I've got my Contoso Cloud Explorer plane. I can go look at its details and see, hey, 50 bucks, it's a steal. Let's go add one to the cart. Looks like the cart functionality is working so far. I've got one item in quantity in my list, and I also show at the top one item in my cart. I'm going to go back to the item by clicking on its name and choose Add to Cart again. By clicking the second time, you can see quantity hasn't changed, either here nor up in my cart display. So that's obviously a defect. Let's dive in and see if we can figure out what's going on. Now again, I don't have to stop and restart and set breakpoints. I can just press the Break All button and go right into IntelliTrace. This is my events view that we're used to looking at. I can see there's a lot more stuff in here now than there was before because I've done a lot more. So let's take advantage of this search feature. We know this is an ASP.NET MVC website, so I know that interactions are done using GET and POST instead of events being raised and postbacks happening. So I'm going to do a search on POST. And you can see there were two instances of this POST action. Well, that makes sense. I pressed the Add to Cart button twice, once for each of the items that I add. So let's go into the second one, and we'll choose the Calls view. Now, the Calls view shows me everything that was happening up to the point where that was happening. So you can see different internal exceptions that are being raised. It's kind of interesting to see how MVC works. It looked in the Views Shared folder for cart.ascx and didn't find it. Anyway, so this is our item here. Now I'm going to switch over, and there's a couple of things I could do. First, I'm going to drill in to this area here. You can see there's an item that's labeled as cartcontroller.addItem, and that's the item we're trying to add. So I'm going to dive right in. You can see this with this arrow icon indicator that more events have happened underneath there. So we're going to go dive into this, and this takes me to the next set of calls that happened inside of AddItem. You can also see that we're starting to synchronize with the source code over here. So here's AddItem again. We'll click on this, double click on it to zoom in. Looks like I've got another level of AddItem to get to the place where I want to go. And another one. So we'll go in one more time. And you can see I get to a method here called adjustQuantity. Now, over here on the left-hand side, I've got a locals window that shows my current quantity method and all of its information. So there's the shopping cart item. Here's the return value. You can also see what's happening for adjustQuantity. So here's the shopping cart product. The value that's being passed in is the product there. And notice the new quantity is 1. Let's dive into this real quick. As you can see, here's the new quantity variable. What's happening is we've uncovered a bug, I think, that shows where we're expecting the new quantity to be the total number of items that we expect in our cart. And adjust quantity, all it's doing is changing the quantity value. It's not actually incrementing anything. So if we go back up, you can see this has got to be where we make our change. Our quantity coming in here is set to 1. So that's what we need to manage. We'll go in, we'll stop the debugger. We'll make a quick code change here. So this will now be item quantity plus quantity. We'll fire it back up again. And hopefully this fixes our problem. Okay, after making that change, recompiling and redeploying, we're here back at the application. You can see I have one item in my cart still. We'll just continue on from where we were. I want to get that incremented up to 2 items, so we'll click on the title of the item. We'll go back and click Add to Cart. You can see now I have 2 items of quantity here. I have 2 items in my cart here. Just to make sure we're not doing things we shouldn't be doing, let's click Add to Cart one more time, make sure we go up to 3 and not 4. Yep, that looks pretty good. So it looks like we've addressed this defect. So as you can see, IntelliTrace offers a number of advantages over traditional debugging techniques that can help you be more efficient in rooting out the cause of your bugs, fixing them, and getting to higher quality.